In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 18, 11, 12, 1925. Jesus just explained to Louisa that this fullness of light, this fullness of life, this fullness of love has been given to Louisa for us, for all of humanity. And as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, a new beginning happens for all mankind. And so the Lord is looking at us and he's asking us, are you willing to say yes to this? Are you willing to give your fiat to what I have given to Louisa? Are you willing to let me, the Lord God Almighty, give to you a new and divine way of holiness? Are you willing that I, the Lord God Almighty, can change each and every one of you into my divine masterpiece, recreating you so that you begin to live in my image and likeness? And our response is yes, because we've read the volumes. We know what Jesus wants to do, but he says, keep on reading. I will expand your capacity to understand more. So he says to Louisa, it will happen with the Son, because the Son possesses such great fullness of light. It can easily take the whole earth as though in its power to warm it, illuminate it, fundicate it, and in such a way that all mankind may know, some more, some less, the good that the Son does by bringing its light to all of mankind. So Jesus is saying, look at the Son. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. What the Son does naturally, God is going to do supernaturally. He says, but if the Son, in the height of its sphere, were poor in light, the light which descends down below could not fully illuminate all the earth. Okay, and that's true. You know, it's if the Sun was less than what it is, the earth would be cold. Jesus says, at the most, it's some small portion of the earth which rotates closer to the Sun. And if to the Sun, which was to illuminate the earth naturally, I, Jesus, gave such fullness of light for the good of all generations. So Jesus is saying, as the Son does this naturally to the earth, I, Jesus, the Son of God, he says, give such fullness of light for the good of all human generations. Much more do I, Jesus, want to fill with the fullness of light of the Son, S-U-N, of my most holy divine will, which must illuminate souls. Okay, so here Jesus is saying, to help us understand why he gave us the book of heaven, Jesus is the Word of God. When Jesus speaks these words, it's a new and abundant life that comes. The Word of God knows what words are necessary for the children of God to be illuminated. What is the illumination of conscience? The illumination of conscience is what Jesus has given in the book of heaven. When the illumination of conscience happens, the souls who are reading the book of heaven will be more illuminated. You have to understand, God loves us so much that he, the Word of God, speaks these words to Louisa, dictates these words to Louisa, so Louisa puts these down for our benefit. So he says, as the Son gives the good to all human generations, more do I, God, want to fill with the fullness of divine light, the Son, S-U-N, of my most holy divine will, which must illuminate souls. What's going to happen? The souls will be warmed. The souls will be cast, this light will be cast into them the fecundity of the seed of divine sanctity. Not just human sanctity, which the saints possessed. The saints would pray and fast and mortify themselves. Why? So that they could begin to live a holy life, a good life, a saintly life. You look at the lives of the saints, you know, what they went through to live this saintly human life is what God says, now I'm going to give a divine sanctity. And this is why he says, as you read this word of God, who spoke these words to Louisa, who put down on paper, as you read them, each word, Jesus says, is a divine life. As we read this, he says, I will expand your capacity to understand more of what I am teaching you. It's just like a parent teaching a child how to speak, how to hear what the parent is saying. The parent has to repeat a number of times. A lot of people have said to me, Father, you say the same thing over and over and over again. Yes, but no. There's more that's coming as you listen. If you listen, you'll hear more the second time. If you listen the third time, you will hear more. Why? The word keeps on expanding. Why? We're echoing what Jesus said to Louisa. We're explaining what Jesus said to Louisa. And as you read it, as you study it, it becomes more full. It becomes alive. And that's what God is doing. He says, just as I chose Adam as the head, just as I chose a point in the heavens in which to fix the center of the sun, which to illuminate the earth, so did I, Jesus, choose you, Louisa. Listen, Jesus is saying this. So I, Jesus, chose you, Louisa, as the center of the sun of my most holy divine will. And in this center of the sun, you'll have the fullness of light that must be so great that everyone, past, present, and future, may be able to enjoy it, be invested by this divine light, and each one may make it his own. As much or as little as you want. 30, 60, or 100 fold. So Jesus is saying, I chose you, Louisa, as the center of the sun of the divine will. Those are the words of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, our God. He says this about Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she that God chose Louisa as the center of the sun of my most holy divine will, the fullness of light that must be so great that everyone will be able to enjoy and be invested by this divine light, and each one may make it his own. Who is this Louisa? Jesus tells us, he says very clearly, I needed a human to give this gift to. As I chose Adam to receive the image and likeness of God, and he lost it, I came to earth. My mother came to earth, the new Adam and the new Eve. I took upon the sins of the world. I shed every drop of blood. My mother cooperated with me by being on Calvary. And now he says, we have a newborn. Finally, a human who possesses this gift that Adam lost. But it's more than what Adam had, because we have Jesus as the new Adam, Mary as the new Eve. So he says, I chose you, Louisa, as the center of my most holy divine will, and the fullness of light must be in you, and it must be so great that it be able to, everyone will be able to enjoy this light infested by this divine light which is in you, and each one could make it its own. This is why your complete acts, Louisa, and my most holy divine will are needed. She learned how to do this. Again, It was 64 years in bed, 70 years in bed. Why? Learning how to do this. Jesus says, when I've given this to you, Louisa, when I take you to heaven, it's because you now begin to live it fully. Fully. Think about that. I hear people say, I'm living in the divine will. Louisa was in bed, not eating, drinking, or sleeping for 70 years, as Archbishop Piccieri said, to learn how to do this so that Jesus says, when you possess this, I will take you to heaven. Oh, I'm living in the divine will. Have you read the book? Well, I read volume 10. Have you read the book of heaven? No, all you have to do is want it and you have it. Louisa wanted it. Louisa wanted it from day one. 70 years in bed. So Jesus is showing us we have to read this. We have to study this. We have to put this into practice. This is what he says. He says it very, very clearly. This is why your complete acts in my most holy divine will are needed, as well as the knowledges, these truths, these promises that I, Jesus, keep manifesting to you in order to form the fullness of this light. Yes, we want the divine will, but it's just the beginning. We're scratching the surface. We're scratching the surface. We're not even close. Yes, we want this gift. Jesus says, when that day happens, when this gift is given to mankind, we are going to recognize it. The whole world is going to recognize it. But Jesus says, I'm looking for the souls who want the divine will more than anything. More than anything. So he's looking at us and he's saying to us, how much have you read? How much have you studied? How much have you put this into practice? What do you know about this newborn? What do you know about Louisa Picaretta? I've had people say to me, well, Louisa did her job. Now I'm going to do my job. Who are you? Who are you? Jesus chose Louisa to be the center, the son of the divine will to be found in her. And the one who will be working with her is the man with the keys to the kingdom. And there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. That's what Jesus shows Louisa. If you've read, if you study this, hang on to your hats. You haven't seen anything yet. A new beginning is coming for all mankind. A new beginning. This is why God has called us to be alive today. He's called us to be alive today so that we can begin to possess this abundant life. He needs us because he says, the kingdom is coming. Louisa's going to do it. He says, but I want an army of people to be with Louisa. I want my little children, the Holy Divine Will, to possess as much as they want or as little as they want what I've given to Louisa. That's what Jesus is asking of us. Are you willing to focus on this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies? Are you willing to let everything go so that this can be your life? I don't mean leave your family or leave your vocation. I'm not saying that. But Jesus says this book of heaven, the word of God, dictated these words to Louisa. And as you read them, Your whole understanding of the human understanding is kicked up to a higher level. And it's not that we're better than anybody else. It's what God is doing. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the Holy Divine will become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.